Shabbos Parashas B'Shalach, Tavshin Samaches. What we try to do in the Friday morning Chumash here is take a part of the Parsha or a big segment of the Parsha and try to understand it in a new understanding in the Chumash. Sometimes it has to be Pshat, sometimes Remez, sometimes Seid, sometimes Drush. Like Rav Schwab says in the beginning of Bereishis, Rashi says, Eina Pasuk Hazeh Omer LaDarsheni. Sometimes a Pasuk only has the Drush to it, doesn't have the Pshat. The way you understand the Pshat is only in a level of Drush. But in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, through Sheni, till about Shlishi, seems like a simple story. We know what it's talking about. We know how to understand it on a simple basis. But we're going to just say over two Nekudas on the very Pashut Ha'ifin. Just understand the simple pshat over here, which sometimes I think people don't get. The Torah says, "Vayibishal apareis amal einochem lekim derech eretz pelishtim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when we were sent out of Mitzrayim, finally did not want to take us derech eretz pelishtim, which would have been the straight route to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to take us derech eretz pelishtim. Why? The Torah says, "Ki korevu," because this would have been too close to and too easy to get back to Mitzrayim. "Ki omar alekim," because Hashem said to who? Torah is saying that Hashem said to himself, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking, and it seems like that Bnei Yisrael did not know this cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has millions of cheshbonis of why he does things and when he does things. Sometimes he tells us, sometimes he doesn't tell us. So in this case, he didn't tell Bnei Yisrael, but he told us. So now we are in hindsight seeing what Hashem's cheshbon was. And it's significant. And we'll see in the next cheshbon, he did tell Klal Yisrael. But here, Hashem said to himself, why did I have to take them in a roundabout way and not derech eretz pelishtim? Why not the straight route? Because he said, that lest they get afraid when they're faced with war, and they will say, you know what, let's go back to Mitzrayim. This whole journey, forget it, we can't do it. We're going to go back. And if they were too close to Mitzrayim, it would have been too easy to return. And Hashem says, I can't do that. So Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, Shlita. So he pointed out, very interesting, that first, as we see, they didn't know about this. They didn't know why Hashem took them in a roundabout way. And he says, in other words, if you would have asked Klal Yisrael at the time, which way do you want to go out? You're going out of Mitzrayim now. Map out the route. How would you like to program? You could program the GPS also. Well, sometimes it takes you in its own way. And they would have said, how do we go out? I mean, let's look at a map. And he said, let's go derech eretz pelishtim. That's the straightest route. Let's go. That's what the point is, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's go that way. And they didn't know why. Hashem said, no, we have to take you in a roundabout way. We're not asking you which way you want to go. And Hashem tells us, you know why? Because if they would go out the straight route, they may be faced with a challenge, which, as Barley points out, they would not have passed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew ahead of time that this would have been a test that Bnei Yisrael would not have overcome. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does either for a person or he does for Klal Yisrael at large, is that he avoids the Nisayin in the first place. That, he says, sometimes needs its own schus. That needs a separate schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't even make the person go through the test and then fail, because I know he will fail, and I'll circumvent it in the first place. And that's what happened over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that had Klal Yisrael gone straight, they would say, we regret this, we don't want this, we're going back to Mitzrayim, v'shavu Mitzrayim. It would have been a test that Klal Yisrael would have not have been able to withstand the challenge, and we would have gone back. And Hashem says, no, they have enough schusim to circumvent and to avoid the challenge in the first place. And as he points out, he says, this happens many, many times in our lives, that because if we would ask us what we should do, what route we want to take, we would say one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not asking you, and I'm taking you a different route. And with that, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us much trouble, much headache, and much failure in terms of Ruchnius. In other words, he says, it could have been, Hashem says, we'll go the straight route, and when Klal Yisrael is faced with Milchama and they're faced with this challenge, Hashem could have said, okay,
I'll make an ace.
And I'll make them that they won't be afraid. I'll make them they won't want to. No, that's already taking away the Bechira. That's taking away Klal Yisrael's free choice that Hashem says, I can't do that. So my only choice is that if they have a schus to be able to prevent them from even being faced with the challenge, then they have that schus. Interesting, he points out, he says, for many decades, he says the Yidden in Russia didn't have that schus. There was a through communism, it was a period of probably 60, 70 years, which the Yahadus, Judaism, was robbed from Bnei Yisrael in Russia for generations. And he says that it was a challenge that they could not withstand. It was a test that they couldn't overcome. But for some reason, they didn't have the schus to circumvent the test. And here you see this very clearly, just a simple pshat in the pasuk, he says. You see, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, without telling them, is Hashem says, I'm going to circumvent it, because otherwise there's no way they could pass this test. And it's obviously a lesson that we should take. Then they go on, and we start in Perek Yudalad. Before Perek Yudalad, we're told that Hashem Hoylech Lifneim Ba'amud Onon Lan Chesam Aderech. There was a miracle cloud, which paved the way and made it smooth and took away all of the obstacles. V'layla Ba'amud Eish L'Arlem. At night they had a cloud of smoke, a pillar of smoke. L'Hoyer Lehem L'Lech Hashem V'layla. And these clouds always went with the Anani HaKavod, always went with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And really, it could have done anything. It fought the wars for them, it caught the arrows and shot them back, we know later. So this could have done anything. But then we start Perek Yudalad, and this is Ha'ara, this last Ha'ara we'll say from the Mashkiach, from Matisyahu, again in Pashup Shad in the Psukim over here. Now he says you should tell Bnei Yisrael. Well, before it was only for Hashem himself to know, and only for us in hindsight in the Chumash to know. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was to tell Klal Yisrael what's going to happen. This is the game plan. He says, "V'yashuvu." Now I want you to go back. It means they're going out of Mitzrayim. And they're going in a roundabout way out of Mitzrayim. But now, at one point, and we see from this, this is 3 days after they left Mitzrayim, Rashi says, V'yashuvu, I want you to go back, Rashi in Pasuk Bey says, La'achareyim. I want you to start going, walking backward. L'tzad Mitzrayim. I want you to start walking back to where Mitzrayim is coming. And this was already on Yom Shlishi. And Hashem says, my plan is, Kedei Lahata, he says, Parah, I want to fool him. Sheyomer, he's going to say, Toyim HaMederech, the Mamish confused, they don't know where they're going, they're going out, they're going back in, they're returning, they're all confused, it's an easy catch, we're going to go get them. Kameshinema, like it says, a few psukim later, it says, Vama Parah, Levnei Yisrael, Parah says about Klal Yisrael, Nevuchim Ein Baretz, and Pasuk Gimel, Nevuchim Ein Baretz, they're confused, they're trapped within the Midbar, Sogar Aleim HaMidbar, and we're going to get them, V'chizakti Yisrael Parah V'rod V'achareim, Hashem says, I'm going to, this is all in the narrative, Hashem says, this is going to happen, this is the prediction, and I'm going to harden his heart, and he's going to chase after you. Why do I want to do this? Hashem says, V'ikovda b'fire v'chel chayla. Because I want to make another nes. I want the glory of my name to be even stronger. Which means, as is pointed out by Mefarshim, that the whole Kriyas Yamsuv didn't have to happen for us. For us, Hashem was taking us out. And Mitzrayim, they gave up already. They chased us out on Leil Pesach. And this is now 3 days after Leil Pesach. And 3 days after all of the firstborn were killed, and they said, we had enough, you can leave. There's no one in their right minds at that point would have chased Klal Yisrael. So they're already 3 days out. Hashem could have just taken us out and didn't tarry Yisrael. Why did the whole Kriyas Yamsuf have to happen? Only, as the Rambam says, only in order to, again, make another miracle and Hashem should glorify His name through the Mitzrayim. And Rashi and Pasuk Dalet points this out. V'yikovde befarek kashar kushbohu misnakim b'rishoyim and kushbohu takes revenge against the Rishoyim. Shemoy misgadlu miskabit. His name is glorified, His name is honored. V'cheinu oimer, like it says, that would in a future reference, in the Milchom of Gog u'Magog, it says, v'nishpatati itoy. Hashem says, I will take judgment with him, with Gog. V'yachakach, v'hiskadilti, v'hiskadishti, v'noidati leine goyim rab. Hashem says, I'm doing the same thing. And it's in the end of days, it will be the same thing also. What will be at the Melchamed Gog u'Magog right before the oncoming of Mashiach? Hashem says, I'm going to do the same thing as I did over here. That means I'm going to make situations which will look that Klal Yisrael is once again in trouble, and that will sort of force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform another miracle, and it says, I will do that so again my name should be glorified. So, B'nai Yisrael, huh?
Just the opposite of what he did.
Right, and as he could have taken him straight out, and he could have taken him straight into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, no. At this point, Darbel B'nai Yisrael, V'yashuvu, I want him to go back to where they came from. V'yachinu, and they should camp lefnei pi'achirois. They should camp in front of pi'achirois. This is another point that the Mashgiach made. What's pi'achirois? We never heard of such a place in the Torah. Pi'achirois. Who is it? You're thinking of Baal Tzifayin.
I'm sorry.
Right? Lefnei Baal Tzifayin. That's the remaining Avodah Zarah that was left. The rest of the world destroyed. What's pi'achirois? Translated as the mouth of freedom. So Rashi says, what's Piachirais? Who Pisaim? Remember Pisaim and Ramses? Pisaim and Ramses, those were the two places that for hundreds of years they built and it sunk, and they built and it sunk, and the back-breaking labor that they had to perform in Mitzrayim was to build up Pisaim and Ramses. This was, as he pointed out, this was the concentration camp in Mitzrayim. And they're told now, we want you to go back. They just got out of Mitzrayim 3 days ago. 3 days ago, they were just freed as being slaves, even if they weren't working the last many months because of the Makos. But they were first let out of Mitzrayim now. They run out, whatever possessions they can grab on the way out. The matzah, the bedot didn't have time to rise. We're running out of Mitzrayim. 3 days later, they say, okay, it's about face. We're going now, we're going back. And where are we going? The Yeshuvu, the Yachinu, we should camp lefnei pi'achiris, in front of Pisaim. Why is it called Piachiris if it was called Pisaim? Zogt Rashi va'achshav nikra Piachiris. Now it's called Piachiris. Al shem shnasu sham b'nei chayrin. Oh, they were called, they made free men. So he gave the mushal, the mashgiach gave the mushal. He says, imagine you take the Eden out of the concentration camps, out of Auschwitz, out of Bergen-Belsen, and you say, okay, now, it's a few days later, now we want to go back. And we're going to take a picture. We're going to take a picture right in front of the gate of Auschwitz, and instead of that scary looking gate and it's all black and dark, we're going to put a new name. It's going to be called the Shar HaChiris. It's going to be called the Gate of Freedom. What's the Gate of Freedom? This is where people the babies were buried alive. This is where people died from exhaustion. This is what you call Pi HaChiris. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I want you to have this Emunah, which Kadosh Baruch Hu, really, this was his plan, and this is what he told him here. This, the plan is that you have to build up a certain level of Emunah now, number one, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be glorified, and number two, for you to have the schus to go out. So the camp, Lefnei Piachiri Bein Migdoi Lebein Ayom, this is where it's situated, Lefnei Baal Tzifayin. Rashi says this was the last remaining god that they had, and this was only to make Mitzrayim, to fool Mitzrayim, to make them think that they still have some power over here. And then Hashem says, Par is going to say that they're stuck in the Midbar, let's go chase them. And Hashem says, I'm going to harden his heart again to chase you. In order they should know that I'm Hashem. The pasuk in the pasuk dalet ends off vayasuchein, vayasuchein, and they did this. What's vayasuchein? Rashi says lahagid shivchon. This is to show how praiseworthy Klal Yisrael was. Sheshamu l'kol Moshe, that they listened to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and they should go backwards towards Mitzrayim. V'loy amru, they didn't say ha'ech niskar vel reidfeinu. How are you? We should go approach our pursuers, those who are chasing us. We should go back to them. It doesn't make any sense. I'm running away from them. We should go back into their hands. It makes no sense. Onu tzrichim levroyach. We have to run away. Elo amru, they said instead of tining that, instead of saying that, ein lono el divrei ben amru. They reached the level. We trust Moshe Rabbeinu. We trust he's the navi of Hashem. We trust Hashem. We're going to do this. So now this is to end with a symbol pshat in the pasuk. We continue in the parasha pasuk heva yugal melech mashayim givorach haom. On the third day, those who were spies for Mitzrayim came back to Paray and said, we don't know what they're doing, but they made an about face. Instead of running away, they're coming towards us. Hashem turned over Paray's heart, because 3 days ago they were saying, we had enough of this. Our whole country is in ruins. Let them go finally. We give in, we surrender. Let us go back. No. Both of them, Paray, who said, get out of here, and the Avodim who said, why do we want this anymore? No, we're going to go chase them. He took the chariots, he took the horsemen, and he chased them. The pasuk right before Sheini, Melech Mitzrayim, Hashem hardened his heart. Vayirdeif, and he chased Achar ben Israel. Uvenei Yisrael yoitzim biyad Rama. So that pasuk, which we end off on a high note, because it ends off Sheini. Normally, we understand it to mean what?
Strength.
Right. And Vayirdeif Yisrael went out with an outstretched arm. We went out victorious. Right. Which means that we were ran out of Mitzrayim, we got out, Hashem saved us, we went out beyond Ramah. According to this pshat, what was happening over here? Neisha Yaisim beyond Ramah means they were Yaisim back to Mitzrayim beyond Ramah. 3 days they went out, now Hashem says go back. So as they're going back, exactly, now Pari's chasing us, and we're going right into his arm. They said we are going to put our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going right into the enemy's hands, but Yisrael 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 Rama. This we trust, Ein Lono L'Divrei Ben Amram, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says in the Pasuk, Biyad Rama, Begavura, Gavaya, Umufur Semes. And they had reached over here, they attained a tremendous level of Emunah Klal Yisrael, that they said, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, then we're going to do it. Perhaps even with, at first they saw that maybe they weren't going to Erech Espelishtim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's already taken us around about way. No, we're only at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Whatever he's going to do with us, that's what we're going to do. But for the next part, Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that if he wouldn't tell us, ahead of time, maybe we wouldn't be able to withstand it and say like that. Now go back? Go back? Because Rashi says even after he told us, V'yashuvu tel b'nei da'abril b'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu. Go back, v'yachonol p'il v'nei p'yachiris. Go back to where he came from, and go back into the enemy's hands. I want you to do that. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and still, why am I doing this? Because I want to be kavda b'farai. I wanted my name to be glorified again. V'yodu mishram yenei Hashem. At that point, v'yasu chein, b'nei Yisrael were ready to do that. Ready to do that, lahagit shivchan, they said, ein lo nadal divrei ben Amram. They said, wow, we should go right into the hands of the enemies. We should go back. Niskarvel reifenu anu shichem levroyach. We have to run away. No, they listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's chus is by that's Bnei Yisrael yaitzim biyad Rama. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Bnei Yisrael went out, not went out of Mitzrayim, went towards Mitzrayim biyad Rama. And now that's chus. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when they came to the Yamsuf. Then finally, when they would obviously at one point, which turned us to say, they turned around and started going forward. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Matitzak Eloi, what are you davening for? Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. That emunah that they had is enough for me to split the Mitzrayim. That's all I needed from them. I had that emunah. You don't have to daven anymore. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Now I give them the schus to be saved."
Well, clearly it's two different people who gave shaf, because it's a stira.
What's the stira?
The stira is that in 3 days they had the emunah to go back. Why wouldn't in the same 3 days they have the immunity to go forward against the plishtim? If Hashem would have said the same thing that he said about returning, they wouldn't have hit the plishtim's territory and have a war with the plishtim within 3 days, would they?
Right, okay. So you say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them that ahead of time?
Right. In other words, if their emunah was so great within 3 days that they were willing to go back because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, then clearly if he would have said, I'm willing to do whatever it has to do with plishtim, they would have gone ahead too. And is a contradictory position.
Here's the answer. Could be, what I'm suggesting is that once they saw the first 3 days of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take them straight.
But they wanted to go to I don't know how far the Philistines were from Egypt, but I can guarantee you moving 600,000 people, men, with everything else, would take more than 3 days to get to another country's territory, and it certainly would take more than that to organize an army. So,
Yeah, but my point is, it's two different people saying pshat here. Because the psukim contradict. You see, the first one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to himself, he's letting us know.
I know they won't
be able to stand it. Right.
But yet, when it comes to returning to Mitzrayim, he knew that they would understand.
Oh, so that pshat is in the first pshat, the first part.
Because he told it to him.
In the second time. When he told him to return to Mitzrayim, he told them.
He told it to him the first time, they would have gone there and carried his plishtim.
No, so over there, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, that would have been a nisayon that I don't have to tell them ahead of time, and I would expect them to pass it, but they wouldn't have done it. Telling them already maybe would have taken away the Bechira. But to expect them to go back to Mitzrayim,
that's the same thing.
Without telling them ahead of time, no, that challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this was going to happen. This is the nisayonis of Avraham Avinu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here's my plan, this I want you to, this with the nisayon, and the nisayon is yet to go even with that and trust Hashem, and sometimes it's trust Hashem without Hashem saying it. That's what how I would reconcile the two pshatim.
Okay.
I'll get a shot.
Are you ready?